got a hopefully a quick testimony about something that happened at work. It's I got this request at work, and probably only one person in this room that can kind of appreciate a little bit of it, and that'd be Brian, because I work in the IT field. But I got this request about three months ago from a vice president who wanted some data from 1995, okay? And this database was retired in 2002, okay? That's 12 years ago. And so I looked for it 3 months ago, couldn't find it, told her I couldn't find it, told her that stuff's long gone. But then I went on vacation, went to this conference down in Georgia, and we were talking a lot about faith and healing and all that, and I came back. And I had an email that this vice president really wanted this data, and our director of our department said, you know, can we make this happen? Is there a place to look? And so I looked everywhere I could, couldn't find it, and I got to thinking about this. You know, the Lord's omniscient. He knows everything, right? He knows the end from the beginning, right? So he knew I would have this problem. Also, it says in the Word that God will meet our every need, right? And this is a need. I mean, it's just something. I mean, and it's not an unreasonable request. I mean, God has done some incredible things in the past, and this is just some old data from way back when. And so I looked and looked and looked, couldn't find it. And there's a verse of Scripture, probably familiar with it. Mark 11:23. Everybody remember this verse? It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," the mountain for me was this data, "be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." This data should be long gone. I mean, server upgrades for 12 years. I mean, this stuff could survive. But I was sitting there, I was thinking, God knew about this problem. And I called Heidi, and I said, you think this is really true? I mean, I believed it, but I just needed to talk to somebody. Just say, you know, we both agreed. And I said, okay, I need to find this data by 5 o'clock the next day. Because at that point, I knew it would be kind of, I spent so much time with it, I wouldn't be able to look anymore. So go home next day. Busy all morning. Finally, about, I guess, 1 or 2 o'clock, I resumed my search. And, you know, just kind of a thought was, well, I wonder if there's any old shares out there. I start looking at servers, and I find a share. Keep digging. Find the data. 12-year-old data sitting on this computer. I'm going, wow. You know, basically, it didn't exist. It's come into being. You know, this data that should be long gone that nobody knew about. So I had the data, and I had a whole nother problem. And the second problem was, this is technology from the 1990s. Now, Daryl, and maybe a few other people might be able to appreciate that. The version of this database, this is a SQL Server database. Brian, you probably remember, this is 6.5. I don't even know if you ever worked with 6.5. But 6.5 was one of the first versions of SQL that was on the market. It was in the 90s. Now, let me give you a picture. There's 6.5, there's 7.0, there's SQL 2000, SQL 2005, SQL 2008, 2008 R2, 2012. Yeah. And then, okay, computers are faster. Old software, a lot of times, don't work on new computers. So there's the Moore's Law. Remember, Daryl from Moore's Law, Brian does too. Computing capability doubles every 18 months. So you can imagine how much faster computers are today from the 90s. Okay, on top of that, this old software doesn't run on the current version of Windows. What have we got? Well, it started in a technology that's called Windows NT. If you remember Windows 3.1, that wasn't an operating system, but you had like NT, Windows 95, NT 4.0, Windows 2000, I'm trying to think, XP, Vista, Windows 7, and up to 8. We use 7 at work. He can see these things. So I go to my manager, and I found the data. I need a server. So we talk to our system people, and you can kind of get the look they have on their face. And so, but God had gotten me this data, right? God doesn't do it halfway, right? So they get me a server. They put it on a... It's kind of a newer technology. It's called a virtual server. I'm not going to go into exactly what that is, but they put Windows 2000 on there. They put the database software on there. I finally found a way to attach what was called the database device. But in order to mount the databases, you had to put it in what was called single user mode. And there's this old, obscure command prompt command. I type it in, it hangs. It hangs. It just doesn't work. And so I was stuck for a couple of days. I mean, I had the data. I knew God had to, I mean, here I am, I'm speaking it into being, right? That's what the scripture says. This is the truth. If God said it, it's true. Whether I believe it, whether I see it in manifestation, it's true. So I knew God got me this data, had to be a way. So I finally talked to my supervisor this week. I've been not having a chance. There's a number of things that came up, and I said, oh, by the way, this is where I'm at. I think I need not just a virtual computer, probably a real just hardware computer, maybe even the older operating system mounted, and maybe I can get this data. And so I went back to my office, and I don't know, I was busy with other things. I was away from my desk. He called me, left me a voicemail. He said, you know, I was poking around in there, and up in the folder above that, now this is the device, three folders down, found this data. He says, you know, there's another file out there. Looks like a backup file. Wonder if you can do a restore. So the next day, finally get a chance, I'll do my restore. There's my data. And I was able to pull this data out, drop into a file, create a database on the latest version of the database software, pull these tables in. I've got my data. I pull the data out. Send the vice president, and this is the lady I've worked with for years. I've watched her. So I think she came in as a researcher, and now she's the vice president of our research group. And told her, yeah, I said, it felt like I was like Indiana Jones, and I just found this long lost treasure. I mean, it really was kind of these dangers and turns and stuff, but it just was amazing. Nobody believed that data existed. Nobody believed that we'd be able to read it or recover it. The only reason we were able to read it and recover it, God. God said, you speak it, you know, you say to the mountain, be thou removed. I said to my data, reappear, be able to read it. He did it. And that's one of the things, one of the goals I'm kind of set to myself. I mean, I'm just kind of the last month or so, I believe this is the truth. I believe the Bible is the truth. This is the reason I'm a Christian right here. The book is I've met some people years ago, and they really believed this was the truth, and you could bank your life on it just like that. That you could go to God, and if He promised it, it was true. And I mean, that's the attitude I want to have. I want to have whether I see it manifest in my life, whether anybody else believes or not, I want to believe it. I want to stand on it, because I got to thinking about. And that little thing of the data is nothing, but you think about in the work, what records are recovered in here, are covered in the Bible? What are the things they record? It's things that are impossible. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think about it. All they had to do was bow down before an idol. No. They stood. They said, whether we burn or whether we, you know, live or die, God can deliver us. That was the attitude. Throw them in a furnace. What happened? They walked out, right? The parting of the Red Sea. I mean, just you see, there's hundreds of records where people just, they're the only ones who believed. And people thought they were nuts. Crazy. How could they? And you know, that's the way I want to live. And I mean, this thing with the data was really, really amazing. Because I've been in those data problems where you have data that's a decade old. You can't get to. It's gone. The technology's gone. You see the old files. But there's nothing too big for our God. You know, you figure God's smart enough. He knew about it back from the beginning. See the end from the beginning, right? He knew my problem from back then. So just wanted to share. Thanks.
That's a good word.